This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
And I am so happy to be here with you today, and I'm so even more excited to introduce you to my guest, who's just a wonderful human being, and I've been so blessed to have her in my life these last several months as she's been involved with us here at eWomen Network. So let's put it this way. Owning a business is tough enough, right? No doubt about that, and just to manage all the moving parts. So now add to that a market flooded with your competitors, which is particularly true for coaches such as business coaches, life coaches, health coaches, and so on. See, the thing is, though, is you know your worth. You know you can change lives, and you just want people to get to know you. Well, the internet, of course, is one way. We all do it through social media and email and so forth, but it's like trying to drive in rush hour traffic. It's very crowded out there. You know, how do you stand out in the crowd? Well, there is one way that's tried and true, and that's just belly-to-belly contact. But one-on-one isn't going to necessarily grow your bottom line. Public speaking is the perfect way to introduce you and your message to a mass audience. And if you're not speaking, you're not only missing out on potential clients, but you're losing a valuable revenue stream as well. But, and yes, there is a but, speaking is a skill that needs honing to be effective. And when I say effective, I mean the kind that gets your audience craving to work with you. After all, time is money, and there's no point in giving a great speech if it's not drawing in clients or customers. So joining me today is someone who has not only honed her speaking skills and subsequently grown her client list, but she teaches people like you how to speak and get results. She has graced the stage with world-renowned speakers and thought leaders like Deepak Chopra, Laura Langmire, Brendan Burchard, and Les Brown, just to name a few. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to Karen McGregor. Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here, Phyllis. Excited to be with you all.
So you have your own heartwarming story about speaking that really turned things around for you. You were getting speaking gigs, but they weren't paying off for you financially. So can you briefly tell us your aha moment that changed everything for you?
Yes. Well, first of all, yes, I was struggling for many years. In fact, it was almost 10 years in which I was really not sure why, but I knew that there was something missing in terms of really gaining more clients, you know, more impact, being able to serve more people. And I just thought that working harder and becoming a better presenter would be the key. And I remember once very clearly, you know, we all have this big aha moment usually where things shift. And it was when I was speaking in front of 3,000 people. And I had the opportunity to speak alongside Deepak Chopra. So I had a mentor who took me through presentation skills on big stages. And while that was helpful, it wasn't really what I needed as a business owner, and that's why I'm so passionate to share with you today my mistake and what I did to turn it around. So at that point, many people came and they said that they loved the message, they loved the story, but there wasn't anyone buying my really incredible programs at the time. I had four different life-changing programs, and out of those 3,000 people, not one person purchased a program. And I was devastated because, you know, at that time I was going through a divorce. Not only was I financially unstable, but I felt that if this was, you know, this was the real chance for me to kickstart my business and get going, and it didn't happen. And so at that point, I realized that it wasn't enough just to keep working harder and to have a good presence and good story, that I needed more than that. And so I went to work on the business of speaking, the real systems and structures behind the talk, behind the offer, my product suite. And once I figured that out in a way that felt really good to my heart and to my, you know, integrity of who I was and how I really wanted to come across in terms of selling on stage, things really took off, and I 10x'd my income from $30,000, you know, single mom struggling, to $300,000 in a single year. And it was all due to really, you know, the business coming first and understanding that speaking is a business and we need to develop the systems and structures to make it successful.
Yeah, and amazing. $30,000 to $300,000 in a year. That's absolutely remarkable. And I think that, I'll ask you this, that people, even if they love to speak, you know, coaches, people who are in business, they own their own business. Obviously, they're passionate about what they do, but they don't necessarily think of the business side of things. And you know, speaking is a component of your business. And to be able to shift that mindset is really something else. And, you know, you were in a situation where you had no choice. You know, you were a single mom. You had to bring in the money. And it's funny how sometimes when we're in that, you know, do or die situation, how things just come to us and we just do whatever it takes to make it work. I do want to go into the business side in a moment, but I do also first want to start about messaging. So you had a great message. What are some of the biggest mistakes people make in crafting the right message for the stage?
Well, Phyllis, that's a great question, because I really believe that the messaging in terms of educating, see, a lot of us love to educate, and so we approach our message in terms of simply informing people about whatever it is that we think that they should learn about. And so the key piece that I always say is that it isn't what you want to teach people. It's about what do they need and what do they want in their life right now that will help them transform. Because we all, I think, as people, even, you know, the some people who apparently are not interested in transforming, I believe that we all are really at the heart of hearts want to get from point A to point B. And so most of us, though, when we start out speaking, just want to, you know, share what we're interested in, and we don't realize that the reason people come to us is to solve a problem. It's to get from point A to point B. And most of us are not structuring our message in a way that allows that excitement to build that, wow, maybe this speaker is the person that will help me to get to where I need to go. And because that realization never happens, you know, that's why so many speakers don't get sales. They get frustrated. You know, they're not impacting enough people.
So when they message, they're not using that. They're thinking, as you say, more about themselves than what that audience is looking for. And you know, it's your why, really, when you're, especially if you're a coach, you know, your why is to help people transform. So, you know, that's so critical. But in business in general, when you're networking, when you're selling, it's really about who are these people and what can you do to help them. It is about them in general. And would you agree then being on stage is sort of a form of selling in that way, heart selling, so to speak?
It really is, Phyllis. And I always say to my students, you know, if you are unclear on what it is that people really want to hear from you, you have to have conversations with them. You have to speak one-to-one and really get to know what are those challenges that people are currently going through? What is the, you know, the day-to-day reality? What language do they use to describe what they're going through right now? Because as you use in your messaging, you know, those words and those specific day-to-day details, people think, you know, wow, this person on stage understands me. She actually knows what I'm going through and therefore can help me. And that's a big piece of, again, why so many speakers are not really leveraging their speaking.
Now, that is one thing I'm going to ask you now, you know, the top most, say, three most important things people can do actually today to begin to craft their message for the stage. You just said one, start talking to people and find out what their challenges are. What would be
yes.
a couple of other things you would recommend that people can start today with?
Well, one of the things I always say is, you know, you do need to have a story yourself that proves, you know, why you're up there as an expert. What brought you there? You talked about what is your why. The thing though that most speakers miss in the structuring and telling of the story is, again, getting back to problem solution. So people need to know that you actually have a distinct problem that they are going through right now, and whether you have completely solved the problem yourself or maybe you're 75% on that road and you know a lot that you could share with people to help them with that same problem. And so, you know, I teach story structure, so there's much more to it. But that basic premise is missing in so many people's stories. So because of that, again, it's seen as a beautiful story and it might open people's hearts, but it doesn't really establish the link between you as the expert who can help them, you know, and them starting that journey with you. So it's very important that you look at your story and see, is it actually aligned with, you know, the education that you provide, but also, you know, is it aligned with this need that people have to see, oh my goodness, she's the one or he's the one because he or she went through what I just went through, and look at what happened, where they are today. And if they can do it, you know, and they've got the structure and systems in place, maybe I can do it too.
Does a story have to be heart-wrenching or dramatic in any way in order to make that connection?
Well, I would say you don't need to climb Mount Everest on one leg with no water in order for people to see you as someone that they can work with, because the reality is sometimes people who have those types of stories, it's even more difficult for the majority of the audience to connect with them because they need to have some sort of commonality. And I always say that the commonality comes from the emotion of the struggle. And so really painting that picture is really important, because as people visualize what you went through, they can feel the struggle and they are reminded of, you know, where they are right now and how you can help pull them through that.
Carol, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to now turn that message into how to turn an audience into customers and clients and people who just die to work with you, in addition to how to get great speaking gigs. So we're going to take just a moment here for a short break, and we'll talk to you. I'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Looking forward to it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mae Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Hello and welcome back. I could talk to this woman forever. Karen McGregor here. We've been talking about speaking on stage. It is so important for you. Not only it's a great revenue stream for you, additional revenue stream for you, but it's a way to get qualified leads. Grow your client list and ultimately your bottom line. So Karen, certainly people need someone like you to, it's not as simple as, okay, here's a couple of things to do and write your, you know, create a good message. I mean, you work with people on how to craft that message, how to tell their story. But let's just say we've got that down and they've worked with someone like you on how to, actually present their message on the stage. So they've got that down. The critical thing here, it's all critical, but here's the key. You are giving great speeches on stage. The problem is that you weren't getting any. It wasn't paying off for you financially. There was no ROI. And so you turned that around for yourself, and you now do that with other people, with your clients. So tell us now, what is the key to turning that audience around and turning them into craving clients and customers?
Sure. Well, the first thing is back when I was telling you about that story, I think it'd be important for the audience to know I was actually selling products around intuition. So it was programs and products that had to do with developing intuition. So I want to give everyone out there hope that you don't have to speak about money or about, something that will be a clear, immediate return on your investment in order to have a rocking presentation that gets you new clients and so forth. So the reason that is important is because when I started taking that journey, one of the first things I realized that I want to share with all of you is that the talk itself, it can be structured in a way that as you continue speaking, so let's say you have 60 minutes to speak, 30 minutes into the talk, if you've done some of the things that I've already told you, and then plus obviously more things that we don't have time to talk about today, but the steps and structures allow people to trust you, they allow people to see you as the expert, but even more than that, they begin to think, I want to work with you. I want to take my credit card out. Instead of just hugging you, I want to commit to myself, as an audience member to go ahead and pay you for your services or your product. And so for myself, one of the keys was knowing how to do that to get to a yes before the end of the talk so that there wasn't so much of this pressure of, oh my gosh, now I have to sell. The second piece around this, Phyllis, is people should know as you are crafting your talk that your offer, whatever it is that you're offering, even if it is the best thing in the world and you just, you think everybody should have it, you have to be very clear that there will be objections. There will be things going through people's minds about why they shouldn't buy this super duper product or program or service. And so what I did that was absolutely critical was to think about the areas in which people might object, and to create a product suite that would minimize those objections. So I know that sounds advanced, but basically what I'm saying is every possible objection, I created another product to help them with that, with that. And so they were getting all of it for the super-duper price of one. And so I'm not into slashing prices like some people are. I believe in value. But I would add that value of those things that they had objections about, and I would just add that on to the actual product itself. And so that's another thing I specialize in is, you know, helping people to create a product suite versus just that one single product. And it will, you know, boost sales tremendously. It helps people to transform more and more. And so it's a win-win for everyone.
So, yeah, this is a full comprehensive approach to speaking on stage. I don't think people realize it's not just about writing your script and getting on stage and talking. You know, why do we do it? Why do we get on the stage? And we get on the stage because we want to grow our business. I'm sure there's people out there that love to have a message and they've got time to kill and just give great speeches. But, you know, I mean, maybe those are the people that are making, you know, $1 million, you know, or to give a speech, you know, but, you know, and they're making, by the way, they're making $1 million to give the speech. So there is a bottom line, right? No matter what you say, there's a bottom line to speaking. And I love your approach because it's so comprehensive. And I'm sure that when you're working with people, because of the kind of person you are, you're so giving and compassionate that I'm sure people even get a little bit deeper and start connecting more with their inner selves, which eventually will come out on stage. And I imagine I'm sure the more real you are, the more you that you are on stage, the more people will want to be with you and pay you because they see the true you. So I think people aren't stupid. I think people, they know who's faking it, you know. And that's the other thing I'm sure that you pull out of your clients as well.
One thing I just want to add to that is around authenticity is that a lot of people are afraid to sell because they don't want to seem inauthentic. However, the process that I teach people and some of the things I've talked about today, certainly you can see that those things are they're very authentic, those steps. And so once we have a system in place as speakers in which to go forward, do the messaging, do the offer, and it actually, you know, works and that we see, wow, we've got new clients coming and whatnot, we become more and more comfortable to be ourselves. But the reason a lot of people are not authentic is because they're scared and they don't know if things are going to work. And so they hide behind, you know, this veil of inauthenticity, and they want to be authentic, but they can't because they don't have anything that actually works for them.
Yeah, and I think it's knowing your self-worth, really, really knowing that what you have to offer is worth something and can change lives. If that's what you're doing up there, and essentially that's what you're doing. When you're selling a product or a service, your goal is into one way or another to change somebody's life. Some cases it's a big transformation. In some cases it's a, you know, it's some kind of product or software, something that will change somebody's life in a different way. In any case, it's to help other people. So we've kind of briefly covered that. There's so much more to know. But now the other thing is, so you got your speech, you figured out how to go on stage, you've worked with them on how to be authentic. Now the other big question is, how do you get these great speaking gigs?
Okay, well, very good question, because what I always say first is it's all about relationships. And so when you are first starting out and you know you've got a great talk now and a great offer, you go to those local community events where they have speakers, you know, that come and speak for free and are allowed to offer whatever it is that they offer, or maybe a free gift. And you start developing a relationship with the event organizers, because what happens is that most event organizers don't want to hear from you by email if they have no idea who you are. You don't have a lot of you don't have a lot of other event organizers talking it up about you yet. So in order to get momentum, find out what is the mission behind the organization you want to speak to. What are their goals? What are the challenges that their members actually have? And again, like I said earlier about, you know, talking one-to-one to find out the challenges of your clients, it's the same thing with memberships and with organizations, that you do want to do your research. You do want to reach out to as many people as you possibly can. And then the other thing is, once an organizer is happy with what you're doing, can you ask them, is there anyone else you know, an event organizer, that might be willing to have me on stage? And so you then get a warm introduction to the next person. And when you get to my level, people will ask you. Yes, they ask me all the time to come and speak because they know I'm a powerful speaker. They know that I get results for my clients. They know that people love me on the stage, whether they buy or not. They have a good experience. They learn something. They're inspired. So the biggest thing is, you've got to have a great talk. If you don't have a great talk, you can't get the leverage of going out and booking regular speaking gigs. Because let's face it, you know, people talk, and if your talk is not good, the next event organizer is not going to be thrilled to have you on the stage. So a couple things that you want to focus on is, number one, find a mentor. You know, if it's me or someone else, but it has to be someone who's really, really good at what you want to get good at. And the second thing is, it's all about relationships. So you must get out there and start developing those relationships.
Beautiful. We've run out of time, but if you want to connect with Karen McGregor, you can find her at her website. It's speakersuccessformula.com. And yes, she is offering you a free gift. And if you liked what you heard today and want more, visit ewomennetwork.com and click on the EWN Radio Network link. You'll find all kinds of content from all of our radio hosts, with topics ranging from health and wellness to business and life. And that's where you can also apply to become one of our selected hosts on the network that will promote you to our eWomen Network global community of women entrepreneurs. And right, Karen, this is a form of speaking, right? You can.
Absolutely.
You've got an area of expertise, and this is a great way to get your message out to a global audience as well. So I heard you say that little oot, so people have got to know you're from Canada, but that doesn't mean that you'll work with anybody, because these days we don't need to be next door to do that, right?
That's absolutely true. We've got our online training and Skype and whatnot. So, yes, we have all sorts of programs and also VIP days as well. And you can find me at speakersuccessformula.com, and I'll be happy to reach out with you and connect with you there.
Beautiful. Speakersuccessformula.com. Karen McGregor, thank you so much for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you again. And to all of you who are listening today, until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.